Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Vista, and come out, because they're playing today. We're going to find out if it's lift, clean, and place in just a few minutes because of the torrential downpour. We actually had a river coming down the 7th, okay? Just like a few years ago, I think it actually took out part of the golf course. The rain came down so heavy, not this year, but a year past. So thank you for stopping into the clubhouse. And just remember this, and I'm sure Howard Hamada, who's out there he's a superintendent right now, his challenge today is this one. Start each day by doing what's necessary. So he was out checking the greens and checking the bunkers and seeing which ones are going to stay in play and which aren't going to stay in play because the water that we're going to talk to Guy Yamamoto about that. He's the general manager here. So you start each day by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and then you have a clear mental focus for doing the impossible. Ida Santoni gives us that thought. She's a mental coach. You can find her online, Ida Santoni, okay? Our guest this morning in the clubhouse, Guy Yamamoto, director of golf at Pearl Country Club, the general manager and U.S. Amateur Public Links champion from the past. We won't say what year because we don't want to do that. Dave Felker is going to be joining us. He's the head of technology at Pelara Golf. And Marilyn Smith, co-founder of the LPGA and the LPGA Teaching Division. Of course, we'll be talking about the Founders Cup and her scholarship tournament that's coming up in September. If you're a young woman and you play golf and you would like to get a scholarship to go to college, you can apply for one through the Aloha Section PGA, the Maryland Scholarship Foundation, okay? And we'll be talking about Marilyn Smith and her scholarship event that comes up in September. I want to thank the sponsors who make this show possible. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal, and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work, product. You can depend on Alakai Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. They achieve results at Moon Physical Therapy. And you'll listen for the Moon Physical Therapy warm-up tips that are coming up in the show. Great tips from Julie Moon. The Endless Pool. It's a wonderful place if you're recovering from any kind of surgery, auto accident, or injury that you might have sustained on the golf course because you didn't warm up correctly. What you need to do is go see Julie at Moon Physical Therapy. Okay, enough of me. Poipu Bay Golf Course, call 742-8711 for all of the special values. They've got some great packages for Kama'aina and for visitors at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. It's open after an eight-month greens replacement in excellent condition. Star Protection, get the star team on your property, whether you need protection or you want to join the star team, star protection is what you need. All right, we're going to have, all right, what the forecast today? Not a bad one, okay? High surf advisory for the north and the east facing shores. So is it going to rain? Well, we'll have some cloudy skies occasionally with brief showers. The high today about 80 degrees. The winds are out of the northeast. It's going to feel kind of cool. You know, this front is supposed to bring us rain and then kind of move up towards Maui, just kind of skirt the Big Island, and then it's supposed to come back when the trade winds kick back in Sunday. It's going to blow all that front back over the island chain, probably not catching much of the Big Island again, and then coming right on down through Oahu and Kauai and Maui again. So we're going to get it coming up and then going back down. They're hoping to get 2 days of great play and then for the rain to start Sunday evening. This all reminds me of the Sony Open. I keep feeling like I'm going over round and round. On Sunday, though, I'd like you to come out and check out the final round demo day and award ceremony. Some of the top manufacturers in the game, Callaway, Cleveland, Nike, TaylorMade, Titleist, Yonex, they're confirmed at this time. They'll be at the Pearl Country Club driving range 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. I've got their latest gear, and I hope they bring. I've got a picture on my website, at RadioGolfClub.com that has me on one of the tricked out golf cart. It looks like a Jeep, like a mini Jeep, but a C7 or something like that. It's very cool. I wish I could take that home with me. You will get a 25% discount on all orders placed during the demo day. Okay, so if you come out and have some fun, you'll also be able to get some good prices, and I bet you that they're going to do a junior clinic, but we'll see because of the rain. You got to check this out on the Ladies European Tour. Now, one thing I'd like to say about the women, just right off the top of the, you know, just right at the beginning of the show, is I got a couple of things to point out. The why the LPGA doesn't put a link so that I can easily find wherever the women are playing. Obviously, they're going to be playing around the world. There are, what, 25 events on the LPGA tour? There may be fewer because they had to cancel one in Mexico, the drug violence. Their Lorena Ochoa's event is in question, possibly. So we've got the Founders Cup coming up. The question about the Founders Cup is this mock purse. The purse is being put up by a large corporation, but the money will count toward your earnings, so it'll go into your rankings. You know, it determines the top money winners. But the question is, who gets the money? The charity of your choice gets the money. Well, who's going to pay for me staying? Who's going to pay for my caddy? Well, there's going to be a stipend awarded to all of those playing. But there are some people who don't want to play. Okay. Paula Creamer's one. Will she play? We don't know. Why not? It's for a charity. Well, why should she travel all the way to go play at something that... Well, why shouldn't she? It's to celebrate the founders, and we'll talk about that with Marilyn Smith. In the lead right now, Yanni Tsang. She is just amazing. This girl is so odd. Shot a 63. Stacey Lewis is in second. Ryan O'Toole is in third. Jennifer Song and Belen Mozo and Ashley Simon are tied for fourth. It's just an interesting leaderboard. Christina Kim, yes, girl, saw the 66, then a 69 the first day, 69 the second day, 66 the third day. Awesome to see Christina at the top of the leaderboard. Jennifer Rosales, I really have always enjoyed Jennifer's personality. She wears some of the most interesting outfits. She started the whole movement toward creating your look on the tour. And she had some back problems. She had some really tough times. And she's coming back. It's good to see her playing so well. From the Philippines, she shot a 70, 68, and a 66. Okay, everybody was waiting for Tiger Woods to fall on his face, right? Weren't we all waiting for... Now, Tiger had an okay day the first day at the Omega. He's over on the doing the Desert Swing in the Middle East. He was having a great day, okay? The first day was an okay day. The second day was Tiger Woods, you know, having one of those. Let's just hear what he had to say. He shot a 66. How could he be grumpy?
It felt good today. I hit a lot of good shots. We had fresh greens this morning. Greens were absolutely perfect this morning. So, and we have very little wind. We didn't have any wind starting out. So, you know, you feel like you could shoot 3, 4, 5 on the par on the front nine, which was the back nine. So. Shot 300, which was good, and then got it going a little bit on the back nine.
Isn't that great? He had a good, yeah, 66, moved right on up. Had a 71 the first day, 66, and a 72 on the third day. That's the thing about Tiger. You know, he just can't count on his game. Don't we all? Don't we all have those days? So, right now, Anders Hansen is in the lead. Thomas Aiken is second. Rory McIlroy had a 75 today. You think he's losing his game? Think it's the end of Rory? I don't think so. Okay, so he's young. Tiger said, hey, I'm 35. Big deal. I'm not old. Thank you very much for saying that, because if people are writing you off at 35, what's Freddie Couples doing? And Fred Funk, how come they're still doing so well? Okay, let's stop writing people off. And my girlfriend, her favorite, Alvaro Cueros. What do you think? He's going to win someday? 73, 68, 68. Okay, so that's basically what we're doing on the European Tour. So what are we doing over at Pebble Beach? We're having a blast at Pebble Beach, basically. and Steve Marino's having fun. D.A. Points is playing with Bill Murray. That was kind of interesting. You know, he was like, as he put it the first day, you know, I'm a competitive kind of guy. You know, when I'm on the golf course, I'm kind of serious. So this is going to really, I'm going to really take me out of my comfort zone. But Steve Marino said something to the same effect. But then he shot a 65 and a 66. He's 13 under going in. What did he say about the course and their play?
You know, this tournament's kind of strange. You play a different course every day. You're playing with amateur partners. It's a little more low-key and laid back. So, you know, there's not really, I don't really feel much pressure or, you know, I'm not really thinking about backing up a good round with another good round on this tournament. I'm just trying to go out there and just enjoy the people I'm playing with and have fun.
Yeah, have fun. My mantra. Somebody asked me, what's the most important tip you've ever gotten, Danielle? And I said, have fun. I mean, I could write a book right now of all the tips that I've gotten from all the different excellent people who have been on the show, whether they were instructors, you know, some of the top instructors, and Dave Stockton, whether he, it doesn't matter, you know. The most important tip is if you're going to go play, go play. If you're going to go practice, go practice. If you're going to go play around, once you've started, if you're not having fun working, then there's something wrong with the job that you've chosen. And especially if you've worked so hard to be in the game of golf, then, you know, you've got to sort of kind of give it up already. D.A. Points. Now, he had a 60, woo, hot 63 set, followed with a 70. What did he have to say about playing with Bill Murray, who was not having a really good day?
You know, anytime you have a day like that, you know, Spyglass is a hard golf course, especially for amateurs, and it's hard for us pros too, and so to get around there, you know, everybody's alive and upright, we were doing all right.
Yeah, they came out all right. It was very comforting to see them that comfortable. Keegan Bradley, you say Keegs, who's Keegan Bradley? Pat Bradley, she won, I think it was the year he was born, she had this huge year, 1987, I think it was. She was there for him, and he had a great round, very happy with his 65-69. What was the impact she had on him? He talked about that.
Yeah, she taught me a lot. I mean, growing up in my family, I was born in 1986, which is her first, which is her year where she won three out of four majors, and she won a bunch of times. So my whole life, I always remember Pat as a star and a great player. She's always helped me through my career, and even out there today, she's giving me hand signals and nodding her head, and she's always there for me, and she knows exactly what I'm going through out there, which is a good person. It's nice to be able to talk to.
And she said he's so laid back and he's so comfortable despite all of the hoopla that's around these with these celebrities. I mean, it's one thing to be playing with all the top professionals that are around you, you know, that you always looked up to, but it's quite another to have someone like Patrick Harrington on your heels, you know. But then you've got people that you see in the movies, Tony Roma, you know, Romo, who's, yeah, you know, we're not going to go to the restaurant, Danielle. you know, these top, yes, the football player. We have these top celebrities in the world that are playing. And that must be kind of overwhelming for a young guy, you know, but he's taking it really comfortably. All right, I've taken you around the world, all right? We talked about Yanni Tseng from Taiwan. We went over to Dubai, and then we came back to the States. And all of these players are around the world. Globalization of the game of golf is quite, well, it's the goal now. It's the focus. We're going to go play in the Olympics. But that's something that's been normal and kind of like, do you know that it's so humid here in Hawaii that my paper that I have in front of me is damp. It's just, it's amazing that they're playing today. It's amazing after yesterday. This is the 33rd Hawaii Pearl Open. And 33 years ago, Shuichiro Honda, the founder of the Honda Motor Company, decided that he wanted to put on a tournament in Hawaii and bring together the top players from the West and the top players from the East and all meet here in the islands and play here at the Pearl Country Club. Now, the question I have joining us right now is the general manager of the Pearl Country Club. Yes, he's giggling at me right now because he's looking at Danielle, U.S. Amateur Public Links champion, Guy Yamamoto. Good morning, Guy.
Morning, Danielle.
Did I give you a promotion?
Yes, you did.
I like doing that. You know, I'm sorry I can't give you the money that comes along with it.
That's okay.
It would be my pleasure. My goodness, I have a picture that was just handed to me of what this course looked like yesterday. From right here, I'm looking out over the green, the practice green. It is completely underwater. I cannot see Pearl Harbor. You told me you could see Pearl Harbor. I can't see Pearl Harbor. Maybe it's the picture. I can barely see the trees in the background. This is an amazing shot. So you guys decided not to play yesterday? What's up with that? Well, I thought golfers played in any kind of weather.
Unlike the postman, we do have a slight limitation.
So you decided that it was unplayable conditions?
Yeah, the contestants, greens finally started holding water, and yeah. It made it impossible for the contestants to putt on the green. So we suspended play, and we were suspended for about an hour and a half. And we went back out, and then it stormed again. And so we called them off and had a little summit, meeting of the minds.
Yes.
And determined that we will cancel yesterday's round and start afresh from today. Unfortunately, we have to shorten the tournament to 36 holes, but we felt it was the most equitable and fairest thing to do for the field.
Okay. Now, there are a lot of things that go into play here, and we were talking before the show about the bunkers,
correct,
the greens, just all the different things. I mean, number 7 turned into the river again?
It didn't overflow, but it was quite high.
Okay. I remember the year that, I think the river actually took part of the 7th fairway out of
correct
existence. Didn't it change the...
I think it was flowing right down the middle.
Right down the middle. So we didn't have that torrential downpour, but there were a lot of things that had to be... The question was, in the beginning of the tournament, you were playing as is.
Correct. And like we were discussing earlier...
So in other words, where the ball lands, you play from that.
Play as lie, correct.
As it lies. So by mid-tournament, you were thinking of, God, we can't play as lies.
Late afternoon, the conditions had really deteriorated to the point of, it was, less clean in place type situation. But we could not do that because slightly under half of the field had played the golf course as is. Summer rules, so to speak, and but the conditions had changed so drastically, it was night and day. So,
but you can't change in the middle of the round.
Therefore,
once you start,
correct,
right? So these guys were coming, following. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to go through all of these different decisions. The bunkers. Interesting, how much water? I mean, Howard Hamada, what he's gone through to try to get this. The water in the bunkers has to be at a certain level for the pumps to work?
Correct, because if the pump sat flat on the ground, it'd suck up the sand, so it has to stay above.
Like 4 inches?
Like a couple of inches above. But in some of the cases, the bunker barely had 2 inches of water, but it was throughout the entire playing surface of the bunker, so there's actually nowhere to play.
Okay, we're going to find out how we'll be playing today right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're having just a grand day because the sun is out and Guy Yamamoto is with us. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you so much for taking time out. Thank you for having us.
I mean, this is, you know, all the things, the challenges that happen during a golf tournament, just under normal, regular conditions, and then add a storm that comes through and that's going to blow back again at us on Sunday, right? It's not done yet. Yeah, you put his hands up against it. Don't tell me that, Danielle. So what have you decided to play? Lift, clean, and place, or as is?
We're playing as lies today.
Oh, as lies.
So fortunately, we didn't get any rain since yesterday afternoon. And actually, after we had canceled the round yesterday, the sun came out. It was blue skies.
I'm only laughing because that's golf and God. I mean, what are you going to do?
And about 110 people were wondering why we put them back out on the golf course for an hour so they could get wetter.
Yeah, but how are you supposed to know, right? I mean, you see this, it was incredible, the storm that came through. I was standing with a golf umbrella over me when the flood came down. And my trousers were my pants were wet up to my thigh.
Oh, my goodness.
Even though I had an umbrella over me, my shoes were completely soaked, socks included. And I what happened? I mean, it was just like the sky opened up, and then just, and the traffic was backed up into town trying to get out to Pearl.
Absolutely. It was crazy. A very intense rain.
It was a very intense rain. And so here we are. We're going to play as lies. We have an incredible field. Half of the guys who've come here are from Japan?
Correct.
So the whole vision that he had was to bring
East and West together.
Well, why did he have that thought? I mean, it was 35 years ago.
Mr. Honda had felt that this tournament would support or would promote bonding between golf professionals and golfers, you know, in general, and give them a place to meet and get to know each other better and, you know, grow the game.
We're all talking about growing the game. You know, here he's been growing the game. Something that was said, Mari Chun is playing as well as Ayaka Kaneko, and you may know their names from the Futures Tour. They're playing on the Futures Tour, trying to play on the Futures Tour, trying to get onto the LPGA Tour in Q School. This is Chun's first Pearl Open,
Correct. Right?
She's played here quite a bit, hasn't she?
She's practiced here as a youngster, I think, from the junior golf program they had here once upon a time. And throughout college, you know, when she'd come home, she'd practice here, and now she's done with school and embarking on her professional career, so, you know, we're happy to see her. And,
yeah.
You know, like for all the players, you know, we hope they have a very successful career.
Yes. She call you uncle?
Sometimes.
Uncle. Well, she's Uncle Alan, you know. I remember watching the players growing up and admiring them here when she was here. Watching the players, yeah, and I did. She said, "I did." It didn't occur to me to try and enter, but some friends told me to play. I wanted to kick off my season early, and this really stretches my abilities, and it's good, a good head start. in my own game development and for future. This is a really good tournament. The people that are playing, you can't get that type of competition in very many places.
Well, you know, Mari's a very good golfer in her own right.
Uh-huh.
But I think everyone who is aspiring to get better, I mean, this is a great jump-off point for them to get their season off to a good start. The Japanese players, they call it their good luck tournament, and the some of the winners have gone on to have fantastic seasons.
You mean Ryo Ishikawa?
You know, he didn't win the tournament, but...
But he went on to have a fantastic career.
Yeah, and it's only in the beginning stages, but I think that year that he played, Azuma Yano was the champion, and he went on to contend for the money title in Japan that year. I think he finished second, so it was a big year for him as well.
Yeah. David Ishii is playing. Gregory Meyer is playing. Both of them are multiple-time winners here at the Pearl Open. It's fabulous to see them playing again, and everybody is getting ready to tee off in just a few minutes, I believe. We've got a field that goes from 12 years old to people who have been playing, I guess. Is Dave Eichelberger in this? 67 years old. I think isn't he the elder statesman of...
He might be.
He might be. I don't want to say he's the oldest guy here, but I think he may be.
But, you know, 67, he shot his age at the qualifier for the Sony, so...
I know.
He's very, very nice man and very capable golfer.
Yeah, it's not like he's on the downslide. That's why I'm saying, you know, they talk about Tiger being past his prime. I love that. So, about the rules of golf, this is where and the rules of golf have come up occasionally in conversations this past couple of weeks. Seems to be a challenge for a lot of golfers to remember them at times while they're playing, which, you know, and since it's your profession, one would think that you would know the rules of your profession, right?
Sometimes the rules can be a little...
Okay.
Difficult?
Detailed? I understand that the rules of golf is a very small book. It's the decisions that's a thick book.
Correct. Decisions takes the rule, and they write about the specific incident that happened, and I guess...
How they came to the conclusion?
For example,
yes.
14-1 says this, this, and this. We have the situation where the ball rolled up against XYZ, and...
Did lawyers come up with this thing? I mean, it's like... You know, I'm citing some case from 1898.
I hate to say it, but on the executive committee, I think there are a few attorneys.
Well, sometimes it gets a little bit complicated, and sometimes our guys are not, they count on a rule official to be there for them. In this case, in the case of weather conditions, are there going to be some bunkers that have been taken out of play because of the standing water in the bunkers?
Perhaps. They were working on it this morning, and prior to us going on the air, they had tried to finish everything up. So I'm not 100% sure if all of the bunkers are in play, or maybe we've taken one or two out of play, that because it would be just very unfair to the contestants if they were unable to pump the water out.
Right.
And we kept that bunker in play, it would be, let's say, they have nowhere to drop within the rules of casual water, which they can take relief within the bounds of the bunker, but not go nearer the hole. And I think in some of the cases of those bunkers are filled with water. The water was all the way up against the far wall,
yes,
of the bunker, and therefore they had nowhere to drop. Consequently, they'd end up taking a penalty, and they could drop outside the bunker. And that situation would have happened yesterday afternoon, where the morning players did not have that problem, and the afternoon players would have incurred that problem because they had nowhere to go. They'd have to take a penalty shot to get out of the bunker.
And was it their fault that there's water in that?
Mother Nature is got a big hand in golf this year.
So that was one of the reasons why you decided to stop play and just wipe out the scores that were finished yesterday?
Correct. It was a very difficult decision because we had about 60 golfers that were done for the day, which is still less than half. And normally, if less than half the field has completed their round, you're option to cancel is still available to you as the tournament committee. But the conditions had just really, 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 I mean...
deteriorated.
Anybody who was standing outside for any amount of time knew it rained really hard.
Yes.
And we felt that it would be equitable to cancel yesterday's round. And had we suspended, the players would have had to resume from the spots they were on yesterday, including we had people on the green, so we wouldn't have been able to mow the green this morning, as well as pump out water and fix the bunkers, and a lot of things we would not have been able to do, because this morning they're starting from the first tee at 7:10, but had we resumed play, everybody would have gone back out onto the golf course where they were, kind of like a, almost like a shotgun situation, and started at 7:10, and we didn't have enough time to get the golf course.
Plus you had all those markers out there.
Correct.
So what are you going to...
And so we would... You
go
know,
around
we,
them?
Basically, they'd be cutting grass after the... You know, after
yes.
the afternoon guys had completed their round. But yet, this morning, those guys would have been right on their tail. So...
Sounds like you were forced. Your hands yeah. were... You, despite... I understand that one player, I think it was Ron Castillo, mentioned on Facebook, poor Nick Mason. Nick is... lost last year in
a two-stroke swing on 17 where Mr. Tani made a eagle.
He eagled, yes.
And Nick had a par, and it was a one-shot difference, and it flip-flopped.
It was amazing. And I talked to Nick after the tournament. He was so gracious about it, you know, that it was so close. And yeah, but the competition was fabulous, and he really enjoyed it. But that's, one of those moments. So yesterday he had a great round, but the bottom line is you one round does not your tournament make. So he, you know.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Nick's a great young man, you know, Leilua High School graduate.
Yes.
And also UH Hilo.
Yes.
Golf team member. So,
go.
you know, and he's trying to get his golf career off to a start too, and he's a golf professional now, and I think he's living in Denver. And trying to travel from that as his home base, so he's you know, we're happy to have him home.
Yes.
To play in the
so
tournament.
So good to see him. He's a really laid back. He's wonderful. He's like Keegs, Keegan Bradley, who's playing at AT&T. So we're going to take a break. I know you have another show to take care of. You're a busy man. I hope you'll be coming back to talk to us some more.
Okay.
It's always fascinating to have you on the show.
Hopefully, we'll see you a little after 8.
Good. Okay.
Great.
Okay, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and hip exercise. Place your club horizontally on your shoulders. Knees bent, slowly rotate your body back and forth like a golf swing 10 times. Remember to breathe deeply. You should feel a good hip stretch while rotating. This exercise increases range of motion and prepares you for the golf swing.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Joining us from Polara Golf will be the head of technology, Dave Felker. In just a second, Mr. Felker, I just wanted to point out a couple of things. First of all, today, Kevin Kyosuke Hara, he's 12. He's 12 years old. He's at Kaimuki Middle, 7th grader. He qualified on Tuesday. And so did 55-year-old Kiyoshi Murata. We all know Mr. Murata. And 51-year-old Hideki Kase. They have a combined 10 Japan Tour wins between them and $17 million in earnings. And Mr. Murata has a home here in Hawaii, so he spends a lot of his time in the islands, and it's so good to see that he has qualified. Something also that came up was a great message from John Richardson and Break Par Golf, and he has the book Dream On. It's going to be a movie. They're shooting the movie. I can't wait till it comes out. He's going to be on the show again soon. He's from Ireland. You know, he's got that wonderful accent that we all love so much. So amidst all the excitement, he says in his email to me, "Hi, all three of the top players in the world were playing together, Westwood, Keimer, and Woods. Ultimately turned out to be a bit of a damp, you know, squib, as he put it, because Rory McIlroy went out and shot a 65. It remains to be seen whether he can see this through to another win at this venue, but the key thing is to observe what he said after that 65. You see, Rory has done real well at this Dubai Desert Classic event, and what Rory said was, when you can draw on good memories and good feelings, it really helps you, okay? Now, it was actually today, their time, but it could almost be yesterday there. He went into the water. He was all over the place. He couldn't find his game today. 75. He could have used a Polara golf ball. And then, couldn't get anywhere with it. So we have on the phone with us something. Now, this isn't something I don't believe you could actually use this in competition.
No,
Dave
for
Felker.
Recreational golfers.
It's for recreational golfers. And, you know, that's why I love this. May I call you Dave?
Sure. Good morning.
Good. I appreciate that. The reason I wanted to focus on this ball is because, you see, I may be at this competition where all these top golfers are, and I talk about the LPGA, the ladies' tours around the world, talk about the PGA Tour, the European Tour, there's such a small percentage of the golfers. The people who are important to this game are the people who go out, 90% of us who are hackers, just trying to get from point A to point B, hopefully in the fewest strokes possible, you know?
Exactly.
And so,
85% of the people have trouble keeping the ball in the fairway. Slices are just a chronic problem.
What's a chronic problem?
Slicing the ball is the number one problem people have in golf.
Slicing the ball.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Our product prevents that.
Well, sometimes getting the ball off the ground is one of my biggest problems, but that's a whole different... I don't think you can help me with that. But you say once I do, this ball will go straight?
Right. The Polara Ultimate Straight Golf Ball has a special dimple pattern, and we've applied for patents for that pattern. And the ball works based on physics. It's a little bit complicated, but it basically corrects the spin axis as the ball leaves the club face so that it doesn't cause a slice in that respect. And then once it's in the air, the ball has much lower lift. And lift is what causes, it's the lift force that actually causes the slice. So if you tee our ball up high and hit it as hard as you can, it's going to go straight and it's going to go a long way. And like we said earlier, it's not for the PGA Tour, it's not for professional golfers, it's for recreational golfers who just want to enjoy the game a little bit more.
Okay. Would I have to tell my playing partners, you know, hi, I'm playing with Polaris today?
Sure. You can tell them you're playing with the Polara golf ball. It's something to be proud of.
There you go. Now, somebody said to me that it felt like it was a bigger ball. Is it bigger?
No. The model that's on our... You can get it on our internet website right now, but that model
I have it in my hand.
Same size. Pardon me?
I have it in my hand.
Okay. It's exactly the same size. and the same weight as a regulation golf ball. The only thing we've changed is we've changed the dimple pattern. It's an asymmetrical dimple pattern. So what you do is when you walk up to the first tee, set the ball on the tee with the side stamp arrow pointing towards your target on top of the ball, and then just let her rip. And it corrects up to 75% and sometimes even up to 90% of slices and hooks. And
really?
It honestly works.
How does, I mean, and it's only because of the dimple pattern?
Yeah, I could get into all the physics. I'm a PhD chemical engineer, and we developed this ball working with some very smart engineers at Princeton University. Did a lot of wind tunnel tests. And if I could just say a little bit about my background, Ely Callaway hired me to start the Callaway Golf Ball Company. I was the head of R&D, the first head of R&D for Callaway. And when he hired me, I wanted to make sure it was a science project, not a marketing project. So we developed products based on science, and I've taken that one step further here with Polera Golf Ball Company, and we've developed golf balls that help golfers, and the only thing that limits us are the laws of physics. These balls are not, you know, they're not legal for, you can't play them in the Masters, and you can't play them in the U.S. Open, but if you're a recreational golfer and you just want to have a little bit more fun on the course, it works perfectly.
Well, that's what we are, most of us. I mean, wouldn't you say, did you say 85%?
Well, 85% of the recreational golfers have a problem slicing the ball.
Okay.
But I would say probably 99.5% of the golfers out there, are they don't play on the PGA Tour or the LPGA Tour or any of the tours. Most of us are just have a little bit of free time, and we enjoy being out on the course with our friends, and this is something that can help some people enjoy it a little more. Now, I should say this, Danielle. This ball is not for somebody who's a 5 handicap who likes to fade the ball, draw the ball, work the ball, because you can't. This ball goes straight. But when we were demoing this ball with a bunch of consumers, one really good golfer said, well, you know, I'm not going to play this ball because it's too straight. I can't work the ball, but I am going to buy some and put it in my bag and then give it to the people who are slowing down play on Sundays. So a lot of people slow down play because they're looking for their ball in the woods. I'm a 28 handicap. I've been golfing since I was about 6 years old, almost 50 years now. And I played Champions Gate down in Florida a couple weeks ago. I hit every fairway with this ball. And that's not a lie. A lot of people send us emails saying, I can't believe it. I'm a 17 handicap and I hit every fairway, or I'm a 28 handicap and I hit every fairway.
Wow.
The ball works because of physics, not because of marketing.
Wow. This is you call it the self-correcting technology.
Right.
And specifically designed for recreational golfers.
Right.
That want to take advantage of the technology and increase their enjoyment. And this should be like, you know, this is important.
Well, you know, if people want to go to our website, poleragolf.com, they can read about all the physics and they can see the results of experiments and all those sort of things. Because our number one problem when we go out and talk to people, we've been going to a lot of consumer golf shows, people just laugh and they say, it can't possibly work. And I think they've just been numbed by hearing all the claims from the golf industry, straighter, longer, when in fact there's just small incremental differences between products. And this one is so huge that it's really unbelievable. You have to try it to believe it. That's why we're going to a lot of consumer shows and having consumers hit it. And it's just amazing when they hit it. And John Paul Newport just wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal about how golf needs to change. I think his article came out yesterday, or it's coming out today. And he mentions the Polera golf ball in there. That's one of the things that people can do to enjoy the game more. I think we should, it's okay to take a mulligan once in a while. It's okay to give your partner a gimme, even though it's 4 feet away. You know, it'll speed up play, it'll make the game more fun. And one of the things that John Paul Newport pointed out in the Wall Street Journal is that for every two people who are leaving the game of golf right now, only one is getting into it.
Yeah.
So we need to do something to turn this around, and what golfers say consistently is they want to have more fun, they don't want the game to take so much time, in this product, actually, the Polera golf ball actually allows you to play golf faster because you're in the fairway. And golf from the fairway is a lot more fun than golf from the woods.
What I've always tried to impress upon people when they're listening to the show, I've been almost 13 years now, is that, you know, when you're going to play around, go to play, first of all. You're not going to practice. You're going to play golf. So play. Have fun. That means you're going to have fun if you're playing, right? When you're playing,
right.
You're supposed to be having fun. That's what kids know that. Why can't adults get it? And the other thing is, when just because you're on a golf course doesn't mean that the three or four of you or the five of you have to do exactly what it, you don't. If you want to pick up your ball and move along because you can't get it going, do so.
Right.
Don't stand there repeatedly swinging at the club and making holes in the ground. Just pick up your... It's not a good moment for you to hit, okay? Go putt.
Yeah, if there are some good golfers behind me and we're slowing up play, I'll often tee up the ball in the fairway just so I can speed it up.
Exactly.
And to me, that's kind of just being nice on the golf course.
It seems...
He's going to run out and arrest me.
But I think a lot of people are afraid that that's something that's, you know, some course marshal's going to come running over and tell you you're playing wrong. You're doing this wrong. But it's not. You know, there's certain things that you have to learn about playing on a golf course. But getting out of people's way who are seriously playing is one of the things that you should learn to do. And getting out of their way would be like picking up your ball because you can't hit it. And just accepting that and being okay with it, and not being angry. And I think that gets into our way more often than not. This is a delight talking with you. So you started working for Callaway.
Right, back in 96 when Chuck Yash was hired from TaylorMade as the president and CEO of the golf ball company, he hired me as the second employee. I was the head of R&D. I came out of DuPont. I know plastics. I know elastomers, rubber materials. I know golf balls.
You know golf balls.
We set about creating a research team that was second to none, and we came out with a ball that was actually, at the time, the Tour Professional, or what was it, the Titleist Professional and the Tour Prestige were the two best balls on the market, and also the Maxfly Revolution. That was a while ago. And we came out with the Rule 35, and it was so much longer than those balls that we had to increase the length of the range at the Callaway test range. The pros were hitting the ball through the fence.
And, Jack Nicklaus doesn't like you.
No. Well, now the Pro V1 is as good as the ball that we came out with back in 96. Yeah, the Pro V1's a good golf ball.
Okay.
It's based on that same technology. Uh-huh. Polyurethane cover, stiff boundary layer, and a soft core. But our golf ball, the special thing about it is the dimple pattern. And we can put this dimple pattern on any ball. We could make a straight Pro V1 or a straight Callaway Tour IX or any of those golf balls.
Wow, that's an interesting concept. So you could go to them and say, listen, why don't we make a recreational ball for you?
We could, but I'm not sure that they're ready for that. I think they... You know, most of those golf companies are making conforming equipment.
Yes.
And they have people like Tiger Woods endorsing their products, and Tiger can't play our ball on the tour. I should say, Danielle, I totally respect the rules of golf. I hope none of your listeners think that we're heretics or anything like that. I totally respect the USGA rules. I don't want Tiger Woods to play our golf ball. I don't
want
Bill Mickelson to play it. I want there to be a challenge for these golfers.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
this is Bubba to help people who are not on the tour.
Got it. No, Bubba Watson wouldn't play. I mean, look how much fun he has making a ball do what he wants it to do.
Exactly. And even golfers who play our product because they have a slice problem, they should aspire to being able to work the ball right and left. That's something that they should try to do. It's fun when you can do that. I can do it on about 1 out of every 100 shots. I'm trying to work on 2 out of every 100 shots now.
Where can we get your golf ball?
You go to PoleraGolf.com, PoleraGolf.com. And for all of our friends in Hawaii, if they just type in Hawaii at the promo code, they'll get 20% off.
Wow.
So
thank you.
To check off, just type in Hawaii and you'll get 20% off.
Wow, that's like taking off the price of shipping. Awesome. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
So, Polara, P-O-L-A-R-A, golf.com.
Correct.
This is a two-piece, it's two-piece construction, right?
Well, we have a two-piece golf ball that's called the Polara Ultimate Straight, and then we have a three-piece golf ball called the Polara Ultimate Straight XS that stands for extra spin. So it's like all the other three-piece golf balls. It spins more around the green, takes an extra layer of construction in the ball to make that happen well. So we've got those two balls.
What would you, if someone likes to work the greens, you'd recommend that one then?
Right. That one has more spin. You can check it up on the green a lot easier than the two-piece ball.
Okay. Boy, this has been fascinating. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Take care.
You too. Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We have moved into the lovely, the view really doesn't get much better than this. And with the beautiful blue sky and just a few lovely cirrus clouds up there, it's a gorgeous day at the Pearl Country Club, where we're enjoying the Hawaii Pearl Open, canceled because of the torrential downpours yesterday. 33rd Hawaii Pearl Open gets underway today. 176 players in the field, including a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old. John Oda, he's a freshman at Moanalua. That's the same place where a number of great players have come from, Moanalua High School. Tad Fujikawa and Christina Merkel come to mind. Also Richard Hattori, Ryan Costa, Chris Souza, they all qualified, 19 qualifiers on Tuesday out of 96 in this qualifying field. That's a lot of people who wanted to play in this Hawaii Pearl Open. We have in the field as well Parker McLaughlin. Of course, he's fighting to get his card back. We also have the brothers, Tony and Gipper Finau. They play for Turtle Bay, and they're here at the Hawaii Pearl Open. So this is great. David Ishii and one of my favorites, Greg Meyer. He's got a great sense of humor and a very laid-back style. The way he plays golf is very comfortable. It's kind of like watching Bubba. He doesn't get tense, and that's I think so important. Don't get tense. Unless it works for you. Your type A personality, I suppose, why change, right? You're going to have to be a little tense. Just your playing partners will have to get used to it. Tomorrow, Callaway, Cleveland Nike, TaylorMade, Titleist, Yonex, they're going to be at the Pearl Country Club driving range. It is demo day, so you can come out and you can hit balls. You can check out the latest clubs. You know, you can find the R11. You can see what it, I certainly hope they have them, the white ones. I should actually go and see what that's like. I understand that it's kind of cool. But I'm not sure if the club has to make you feel good. So you got to go try it first. You know, so many professionals will tell you, if you don't like what you're looking at, if it doesn't feel comfortable, then it's not going to work for you. It's like walking out and you don't feel dressed right. You're not going to play well. You're thinking more about what you're wearing. You're thinking how weird that club looks in your hand, or the shape of it is wrong, or the sound it makes isn't right. So this is why you have a demo day, so you can come and find all these things out. And then you can go and take it home, and you get a great discount if you decide to buy it. And some people, you know, will say 25% off. You buy it at the demo day. It's a great opportunity. So I recommend it to everybody to come out, and it's going to be great. Tomorrow it's going to be great. The weather's, it's not going to happen until much later in the day that we're going to have the torrential downpours that are forecast, okay? That's going to happen Sunday night when we're all in bed sleeping and we've all made it home safe and the Hawaii Pro Open is done. At the AT&T Pro-Am, right now, Steve Marino, D.A. Point, Tom Gillis, Bryce Mulder, Keegan Bradley. Keegan is there. Keegs, I think that's so cute. We're going to have to talk about him, too, because his auntie is Pat Bradley. And we've got coming up on the show in just a few minutes, Marilyn Smith. We're going to be talking about the Founders Cup, okay? But first, I wanted to point you in the direction of the Golf Magazine March issue, a very informative article about the new golf balls and the fitting system. What's become very popular these days is not just golf club fitting, but also fitting. Bridgestone has done this for a long time, fitting your ball to your game. And one of the things that this gentleman recommends in this article, David Dusick, he recommends that you go out on the course, take the ball that you use, take a number of balls that you're considering using, and then hitting those balls and see how they feel. He said that after doing that, he immediately found that one of the balls he was considering changing to actually felt a whole lot better. And he went and changed right away, the next day. Some people find that if you've got to do it a couple of times. You might buy a club, it'll work really well for you. You might buy a ball, it'll work really well for you, but then 2 days later or you're out the next round and all of a sudden it stops working, it's like the club broke. You have to keep on practicing. You can't just, that day maybe you're just having a good day. Maybe your whole body's working and so the club's going to work too. The club didn't break. I've heard so many people tell me that. If you'd like to play around today, at Hapuna, there's a 10:30, an 11 o'clock, and an 11:30. By the way, it's 46 degrees at Volcano. There's an 11 o'clock at Volcano as well. Makalea, 9:52, and a 10:30, and 11:20. Poipu has a 9:40, a 10:50, and an 11:50. And at Puakea, there's a 9:20. At Ko'olina, 12:40. At Luana Hills, Scott's Electric. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. If you'd like to play, there's a 10:30 and a 12 o'clock. And McKenna, the Harima group is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. McKenna's a lovely place to play if you're on the beautiful island of Maui. We're on the beautiful island of Oahu, and we're at the 33rd Hawaii Pearl Open, created many, many years ago by Toichiro Honda, the founder of the Honda Motor Company, because he wanted to make an event that brought the West together with the East and created friendships and competition that all of these people could really enjoy.
Danny.
Well, before we go any further, I hear my name being called. My name is Danny. I heard that. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville, and you can hear us online anytime you want, or at iTunes Podcast, or Stitcher Radio for your smartphone. I think it's so cool, it doesn't take up any memory, it just sort of streams right through your smartphone. You can turn me off whenever you want. I don't want to hear any more of her. Done with her. Good morning, Marilyn Smith.
Good morning, Danielle, and good morning, Hawaii.
Oh, it's so good to hear your wonderful voice. You are, you know...
Thank you.
How many people, how many times do it? This is Miss Personality. You are Miss Personality, and you definitely are.
No, I don't know who gave me that, but let's talk about the tournament.
Well, let's talk about the Founders Cup. What do you
say? Yes, the R. Donnelly Founders Cup set for March 18 to 20 here in Phoenix.
Yes. Now, you're really excited. The Founders Cup, it's for the founders of the LPGA. Isn't each hole going to be named for one of the founders?
Yes, and then the rest with other players, Hall of Fame players. But, you know, the tournament will celebrate the past, present, and future of women's golf and honor the 13 founders of the LPGA who created the tour in 1950. So that's what makes it so exciting. And then, one thing about Danielle, it's very unique because it doesn't have a prize purse.
and it's unique, and it's also caused some a bit of controversy in the world of women's golf, where there are so few events being played now. The field seems to be shrinking. The event number seems to be shrinking rather than expanding, and which is actually happening for the PGA Tour. I think they went from 50 to 51 events. So, but it's difficult for the LPGA, for some reason, to get the sponsors that the PGA Tour is getting. And so this organization, R.R. Donnelly, said, well, and Mr. Wan, the commissioner of the LPGA, they got together, and they decided to create this event that will allow each one of the players to, they'll get $1 million. It's not 1.3, it's $1 million will be divvied up for each of the players to be able to designate.
No, let me tell you how. Yeah.
1 through 10, okay. $200,000 for the first place, $100,000 for second place, $55,000 for third, $40,000 for fourth, $30,000 for fifth, $25,000 for sixth, $20,000 for seventh, $15,000 for eighth, $10,000 for ninth, and $5,000 for tenth.
I didn't realize it was 10. I just thought it was the first five, but this is what is so interesting, Daniel. It's a fictitious purse of $1.3 million, and the players will receive credit on the money list for what they would have earned, as well as world ranking and the player of the year and other points. And then $500,000 will go to the LPGA USGA Girls Golf, which is a nationwide program that was founded here in the Valley about 20 years ago. So that's what makes it exciting. And Commissioner Wan wanted to get a tournament together to showcase the giving spirit of the LPGA players and kind of distinguish us in a positive way from other sports. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And it's the beauty of it is that there also will be a stipend awarded to the players. So they will get some assistance, like paying for their caddy, because we don't realize it. Maybe the general public, I know, you know, people who follow the game closely do. There's a lot of expenses that aren't paid for by the LPGA. No one pays the girls to stay in a hotel. No one pays the girl or provides a car. It's not like the PGA Tour they all get complimentary cars. On the LPGA Tour, you have to rent your own car, don't you?
Oh, no. A lot of them get cars, but...
A lot of them, but not all of them.
I don't know that for a fact, but
okay.
But the $2,000 will be given to each player And also, they'll be given a free room, and their caddies also will be put up at the J.W. Marriott Desert Ridge. And so that helps a lot. And what happened was, you see, it came on so fast that the LPGA couldn't get any local sponsors on board to pay the logistical expenses. So that's taken up by R.R. Donnelly, which is a printing and digital solutions company based in New York, a fabulous company.
Okay. So they're taking care of the cost of putting on the event.
Pardon me?
They're taking care of the cost
yes.
of actually putting on the event.
Oh, yes.
Which most people don't realize how expensive it is.
It is. And you know what's going to be wonderful? The Golf Channel will televise all 3 days of play. And Shirley Spork and Louise Suggs and I, we're co-founders of the LPGA, we're being brought in to the tournament. And remember the Byron Nelson tournament when he would sit in a chair off the 18th green and greet the players when they came off?
Yeah.
Well, that's what's going to happen to us. We're going to be sitting off the green there and meeting all the players when they come off.
You must be tickled.
I'm really excited about it. I think it really, the spirit of the LPGA is right there. And, you know, some of the girls have decided not to play, but I really don't think they understand the concept, and I didn't understand it until I kind of reviewed it again and again and again. But Christina
yeah.
Kim, one of your friends, Christina Kim?
Yes, she's playing.
Yes, and she said she feels that sometimes the athletes, they forget where they all come from. And she also said that the founders of the LPGA didn't have the endorsement opportunities that we have today. So she has a terrific feeling about the tournament, as does Natalie Gobus and Brittany Lincecum and the 2010 Player of the Year, Yanni Feng.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. And Yanni, by the way, probably will win the Founders Cup because the girl is on fire. She shot a 63 today.
She did?
Yes. After winning the last event in Australia, now mm-hmm. she's winning this second event, and it's just amazing how well she's playing. It was asked on the, I think it was the LPGA.com website, how many events do you think she's going to win? I said four, and I apparently most people think it's going to be three. The way she's playing, I expect her to win a whole lot more. She's just amazing right now.
She is a special player.
She is special. Karen Stubbles, her charity for the R.R. Donnelly Founders Cup is Help for Heroes. Paige McKenzie, she says, I'm so happy to be part of the over 134 players donating their time to help raise money for charity. And Brittany Lincecum, she's participating. A vote of confidence is what she wants to give Mike Wan and trying to establish the concept of a tournament that benefits charity directly. You're a friend of Paula Creamer. She's been one of the outspoken people kind of against it.
Well, she called all the founders, which I thought was really very, very nice, Danielle, and explained that it was nothing against the founders, but she just felt that it was coming on too fast, you know, but everything that's started has to be tweaked, and I think most of the girls feel that it's for a terrific cause. And one thing that Commissioner Wan said, which I think makes a lot of sense, you know, when you put more money into the LPGA USGA girls golf program, instead of 6,500 young girls taking up the game, he's hoping 20,000 will. And that way we're going to get some terrific players on the tour to compete against these Korean gals.
It's kind of like creating an Olympic fund.
There you go.
Right? Right? We help our Olympic athletes become Olympians. So now what we need to do is we need to help our LPGA U.S. golfers become the strong golfers that we've got coming into the tour from around the world.
Oh, it's certainly a global tour, Danielle, but the commissioner says his priority is to get more tournaments in this country. You know, we only have 25 events this year.
I know.
What, is only 12 in this country or 12 or 13 in this country? So that's one of his priorities for next year.
Well, I hope so, because if he wants to get a whole bunch of more players, he's going to have a lot more events for them to play in. It's hard on the Futures Tour or for them to move into the LPGA ranks. It's hard for a lot of the European players play on the in the U.S. event. The LPGA Tour is supposed to be the number one women's tour, and it's hard for them to play. It's hard for them to get a place to play because there's so few events and there's so much competition to play in those few events.
Yes, that's very true. You're very true on that.
And one of the things that they say is, you know, why can't, one of the things that people, the detractors, have been saying, is why can't R.R. Donnelly actually sponsor an event that is an actual winner-take-home-the-money event?
Well, this may happen in the future, Danielle. This is not, they're probably, well, I don't want to say because I'm not sure about this, but
yeah, I understand.
They're going to be, I think, involved with the LPGA, maybe not in this particular event, but...
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. They're a wonderful company. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and that I applaud them for doing this because giving back is a big part of it, and the women on the tour who are doing so well do have a lot of privileges, as Christina Kim acknowledged. And she's really a special heart, a special person. She gives back to her fans and she gives back to her community. Will you stay with us so we can talk about your scholarship tournament? I need to take a break and take.
Yes,
I've got to give back to my sponsors.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll be back right after this because not only does Marilyn Smith, not only is she excited about the Founders Cup, R.R. Donnelly Founders Cup that's in March, she's also excited to be putting on her scholarship tournament in September. And if you can get to Phoenix, which I wish I could, and if she keeps working on me, I just might.
You're so uh-huh.
I just might get there. So we'll come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the Fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window systems to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
This is a hip stretch exercise. Place your driver on your shoulders behind your head. Slowly bend at your hips, leaning right and then left. Make sure to be taking in deep breaths each time you lean. Do this exercise back and forth 10 times. This will loosen your hip muscles to increase flexibility for your golf game.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with a World Golf Hall of Famer, the LPGA Patty Berg Award recipient, LPGA Teaching and Club Professional Hall of Fame member, and Kansas Golf Hall of Fame, Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, and Kansas University Sports Hall of Fame member, Marilyn Smith, who is the winner of two major championships back in 1963 and 64, and 21 tour victories, and one of the co-founders of the LPGA Tour. Also, and this must be mentioned, you are one of the first golfers in LPGA history to score a double eagle. Is that an albatross?
Yeah, you're right. You know, I wish you were my agent.
I'll be your agent.
Yeah, I had two so-called albatrosses, one in New Zealand on a par five, and it was a dog leg to the left, and I never saw the ball go in the hole. And then the other one, I was playing with Carol Mann in a tournament in Baltimore, and I had a two on a par five on the first hole, and she had a hole in one on number eight, and
wow.
That was quite a day.
You were on fire.
Yeah, so was she. But you know, I wanted to mention something. We have 150 gals who have signed up to play in this R.R. Donnelly Founders Cup, Danielle. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the girls are pushing Commissioner Juan to have a Monday qualifying.
Yes, and that's wonderful, too. He was surprised. He said that we're getting a lot of heat to have a Monday qualifier, which I find interesting. We didn't plan on that because we're asking players to come here, spend their own money to try to qualify for a tournament that has no purse.
Well, they're not sure they're going to have qualifying. I don't know if they've decided yet, but that's what he told me. We had a press conference here Tuesday at the JW Marriott. What a beautiful complex. I wish some of you people from Hawaii would come over to the tournament in March, March 18 to 20.
Here she goes. She's doing it again. I would be there if I could be there. I would be there. There's a problem with my schedule.
Your job.
My job. Yes, there's that thing called the job that I have to do. I'm not a professional golfer.
But you do your job very well. You have a terrific voice.
Wait a minute. I'm not a professional golf broadcaster.
Well, you could be if you wanted to.
I could be if I wanted to. Yes. Well, I've got to get. So right now, Christy McPherson is going to give her money to the Arthritis National Research Foundation. Mm-hmm. If Ari Song is in the top 10, she wants to give her money to the Captain Planet Foundation. Momoko Ueda, the Momolkin Project. Stephanie Sherlock, Special Olympics Ontario. Natalie Galbus, the Boys and Girls Club of Henderson Serving, Southern Nevada. Beatrix Ricari, the Alliance for Eating Disorders Awareness. Letta Lindley, Jocelyn's Faith Foundation for Prader-Willi Syndrome. Sophie Gustafson, AIS. Sarah Brown, Stand Up and Play Foundation. Taylor Leon, LPGA Foundation. Beth Bader, Susan L. Bader Foundation of Hope. And Elena Sharp, Susan L. Bader Foundation of Hope. These are just the women who have made their decisions. You know, I want to say that the women in golf do so much that we don't hear about. And Morgan Fressel is one of them. She works tirelessly for breast cancer awareness, and she was given the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Award.
Wonderful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I hope Morgan is going to play. Have you heard?
No, she's still thinking about it, I think. They're over. I think, is she playing in a tournament now in Thailand, is it?
Yes, I think she's in Thailand. I'm not absolutely certain. But she's another one of the fence straddlers.
Yes, and so is Christy Kerr, and she lives here in Scottsdale, so I'm hoping she will, you know, play too.
And because, if you have a chance to talk to them right now, what would you say?
Well, I think they would put the pros and the cons together, and the pros far out. The only thing that's not good is they're not receiving any money, but just think what they're giving back to the game and what it means to the public to see what the great spirit that these women have. And the charity is very important, and that's what I tell them, just to reconsider and come on board and make this one of the greatest tournaments ever, if not the best. And, you know, one thing, Danielle, they chose Phoenix area because we've had 38 tournaments here, and they're very successful. And when Donnelly and the LPGA signed the contract in December, they had to go to a place, you know, they knew that could take care of it in the venue there at the JW Marriott. Desert Ridge is fantastic, so everything's in place for, and the weather should be fantastic, so we should have just a tremendous tournament.
Yes, and I love that time of year in Phoenix is amazing. It's just,
yes.
Arizona is amazing at that time of year.
Yes, it is. We've had beautiful weather here for the last 3 weeks or so, and just almost as good a weather as Hawaii.
No, a better weather than Hawaii. Right? We just had to cancel the Hawaii Pearl opened yesterday.
Oh.
Short to 36 holes because the skies opened and literally drenched us. You couldn't see where you were driving. I was standing under an umbrella and I was soaking wet. All the way to my socks. My pants were completely wet from the hip down. My shoulders were wet. My arms were wet.
Oh, golly, gumdrop.
Why am I holding this umbrella? And it was a golf umbrella, one of those marvelously large things. Now, you have a scholarship tournament that you're putting on in September.
Yeah.
And that's another great time to be in Arizona, right?
Well, it can be a little warm. Well, it's September 12th, and we don't usually get a little, cooler off in October, November, maybe. But
okay.
But
I was trying to make it, put that marketing spin on it.
Well, thank you, but
it's
we
cooling.
Have 31 lady pros that play with men and women amateurs, and we made $48,000 in our tournament last year, which goes to my Marilyn Smith, the Golf Scholarship Fund, which is managed by the LPGA Foundation.
Yes, and uh-huh. If you are a young lady and you'd like to apply for this, get in touch with your local, like the Aloha Section PGA, get in touch with your local and get a scholarship or go to the LPGA.com and you can download the scholarship application, okay? And it's right there. It's wonderful. $5,000. That's a big scholarship.
Well, we gave $5,000 scholarships last year, and we're hoping with the money we made last year that we're going to be able to give more this year, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm. It is exciting. Who helped you last year?
Oh, gosh, we had tremendous coverage. Jack Nicklaus sent us $1,000 and 5 signed books, and Arnold Palmer signed some articles for us, and even Paula Creamer sent us $1,000, and Pat Bradley, and Dolores Hope was our presenting sponsor. She donated $5,000, and the Farrington Foundation gave us $5,000. And then, of course, Rolex donated a beautiful watch, which we had in our raffle, and Titleist and Ping and Anheuser-Busch, and, oh, gosh, we just had tremendous support.
Oh, and I hope they all come back and do it again.
I hope they do, too.
Yeah. You also have the raffle that you have. For people who can't go to Phoenix, how can we participate? Let's say I can't go, but I want to get involved. Can I buy tickets?
Yes, we haven't started selling those yet, but I can let you know when we do.
Yes.
That'd be wonderful. Maybe some of the folks there would buy raffle tickets. Uh-huh, that's great.
Yeah, that would be great. It would be perfect.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your support, sweetie.
You are the best. Marilyn Smith, thank you so much for being on the show with me this morning.
Well,
it's been my pleasure.
My pleasure too, Danielle. Keep up the good work.
And I hope everybody comes out. And you're going to have a great time at the Founders Cup. Wish I was R.R. Donnelly. R.R. Donnelly. I'll say it again. R.R. Donnelly.
Founders Cup, yes. That's great. They're a great company.
And I want to thank the Marriott too. Just thank you. Okay.
Okay.
You've been wonderful. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to talk to Marilyn Smith again. She's such a pleasure to talk with. So we've got for 32 years, the Hawaii Pearl Open gets golfers coming here. 50% are from Japan. We have at least 18 amateurs will be in the event. Today is the cut day after 18 holes because it had to be shortened after we got drenched yesterday. But as is custom, 18 of the 90 and ties will be amateurs. So they will be represented as usual in the Hawaii Pearl Open. There is the demo day that you can take advantage of. That's tomorrow from 10 until 2. Admission, if you'd like to come out and check it out, because you'll learn so much watching these golfers play, it's free. The purse, $81,000, $12,000 goes to the winner. Akinori Tani, he is the defending champion. He got married in Hawaii. I think it was the day before he won the event. It was his, it was a gift to his bride, the winning. He, of course, took the check and handed it right over to her. Nick Mason lost in the playoff, or almost. He was almost the playoff. It wasn't quite on the 17th going in. But he was so good about it. He was having a really, really good day yesterday. And unfortunately, they had to wipe his score off the scoreboard. All 60 guys who had finished, because the rain created a situation where they simply could not play as is golf. Where it let you, they was going to be clear. They had to play lift, clean, and play. You can't change in the middle of the event, so they stopped it. And then the sun came out, and so it goes. In fact, and so has gone the show. But I just wanted to say, if you keep giving me the wrap up sign, I'm going to have to take you out. Throw you over the Long Island. Guy Yamamoto, would you put that on, please? I want to thank you for having us here, taking over your lanai, the balcony, at the Pearl Country Club.
Happy to give you the best view in the house.
It is the best view in the house. I come here just because of that. You're the best. Thanks for spending time with me today.
Thanks for being here.
We really enjoy it. And thank you for, you're tired, and you're great. You're a great host, and you're doing the best job you can in a very difficult situation. It's a beautiful day. Come to the Hawaii Pearl Open. Come in and watch the guys play.
Thank you.
Thank you for making the Golf Club show possible. I want to thank Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication, excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. You can depend on Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Golf Course, call 742-8711. They've got special values and packages for kama'aina and visitors alike. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And they're open after that 8-month green renovation. It's beautiful. Poipu Bay Golf Course. You know, if you're coming to Hawaii, it's one of the golf courses you need to play. Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property. Whether you need protection for your neighborhood, for your shopping center, for your store, or you'd like to join the Star Team, Star Protection is what you need. Moon Physical Therapy. Doctor recommended, insurance approved. Moon Physical Therapy, they achieve results. And you, of course, want to listen for the Moon Physical Therapy warm-up tips so that you don't have to go and get physical therapy. But Julie wants you to come and see her anyway, okay? If you're recovering from an operation, you got hurt somehow, Moon Physical Therapy. The Golf Club is sponsored by Hawaii Golf News and Travel and 808golf.com. And you can always catch us at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.